Hey everyone, it's Ray Brewer with another episode of Prep Sports Now, a Las Vegas Sun podcast. Flying solo again this week and happy to be here talking high school football with everybody. The playoffs are here. Let us rejoice and be glad. A lot to talk about on this episode. And I'm going to start by taking a look back at last week. Had some phenomenal games. We'll start with the Hammer game. It delivered. Moapa Valley had to rally at the buzzer to beat Virgin Valley. They were down 21-10 with 7 minutes to play, and the Pirates came storming back, got the victory, 28 points in the last 7 minutes, typical Moapa Valley fashion, a great victory for the Pirates at home in the rivalry game. Means a lot to both communities. Didn't make it out there this year, of course, but did see some pictures from that night that people sent in. And you guys are right. The crowd is absolutely ridiculous. Packed the stands in the Valley, in Overton for the game. Want to give a shout out to Tony Carrillo, the defensive lineman for Moapa Valley. He kind of changed the complexity of the game. On a punt, he pushed his defender all the way back. The punter ended up punting it into the backside of a Virgin Valley player, scooped up in the end zone, and Parker Levitt with the touchdown. That kind of changed the face of the game, but, you know, poor Virgin Valley, up seemingly comfortable, 21-10, 7 minutes to go. The Pirates come storming back. And I tell you what, the 3A playoffs are going to be something special because I still think Moapa, on a short schedule with a pathway to the state semifinals, is going to find a way to be part of the Final Four. I love Gunnar Cortez. I love Chase Odison for Virgin Valley. And Odison burnt Moapa a few times in the game. He's the real deal. And Slam, you know, another undefeated season in the 3A. So shout out to Moapa. They win the Hammer game. Wouldn't want to play Virgin, though, in the playoffs. Wouldn't want to play Slam either. We're going to have some fun in the 3A as we get closer to the state championship. Playoffs start Thursday. This is an oldie but goodie in terms of takes by me. Hate that. Nevada Day, I'm a native Nevadan, born at the old Woman's Hospital on Sahara. And to me, Nevada Day is October 31st. It's a Tuesday this year. That's the day we became a state. That's the day we should celebrate it. Now, I understand the Nevada legislature many, many sessions ago passed a law that said Nevada Day will be celebrated on the Friday, the last Friday of the month. That way, everybody gets a three-day weekend. You head into California or head up to Utah to a pumpkin patch or do what you do. But because the state is shuttered on Friday, that pushes all the playoff games to Thursday. So you work your tail off all season. You get to the playoffs. It's a time to rejoice. You bring up five or six kids combined from the ninth grade team and the JV team. You want them to get good practice in. And essentially, you go practice Monday, practice Tuesday, walk through Wednesday, game day Thursday. It's great if you win because you get the longer break to prepare for the next round. But if you lose, your playoffs are basically two practices. So you really don't get those younger kids the reps and the feel they need at practice. And I just don't know if the experience is that good. I hate how we do it. I wish there was another way around it. I wish that maybe they could, you know, take a week and call this a dead week or a down week and give yourself 2 weeks where everybody gets a bye to prepare. Just not quite sure how to approach it. Do we move everything to Saturday, which then would ruin it for the youth leagues and then make a shorter week for the teams that advance? No easy solution. I understand that the NIAA, who manages the playoff bracket, I understand their hands are tied. It's a state law. There's no way around it. There's nothing we could do. So it is what it is. When I planned to do the show this morning, I was going to say didn't like the fact that there's some teams with ugly losing records that make the postseason. So you look at Western's 0-9. They're playing Somerset Losey this weekend, or Thursday. Let's get that right. And initially when I woke up, I was going to say, why should Western, a team that has been outscored something like 120 to 30 in the last 3 weeks, that hasn't won a game, that last week lost 48-6 to Rancho, who was winless, it was a battle of two winless teams, why should Western get a playoff game? Then I did some calling around, and I kind of figured out what was going on at Western. You know, first-year head coach, guy's doing a great job. The kids have really bought in. There's a lot of first-time football players there. The kids really love each other. They love the game. And I know that, and I'm writing this in a column, so if y'all pick up tomorrow's Las Vegas Sun, it's there. But I know a lot of people will say, okay, the playoffs are muddled, they're watered down. You know, we're in this era of participation trophies, and we're just giving Western a one big, gigantic participation trophy. And for me, I understand the take, and I appreciate it. But for me, it's a little shallow because it does not resonate with what's going on at Western. The kids are working really hard, and, you know, to get one extra game is so important. Remember, 2020, we didn't have football here in Nevada because of the pandemic. We were desperate to get to play in one game, and now we want to complain because the first round of the playoffs includes some teams with a one-win season or no wins in the name of the Western Warriors. So for me, high school sports, let's not all get caught up about the final score, right? It's all about participation, learning how to be a good teammate, being further part of your school community, keeping you out of trouble on the streets. That's what's most important, and we shouldn't lose the sight of that. And also, until all these various levels of realignment and shifting teams down to the 4A, it didn't matter. Gorman was winning every year, and it was what week of the playoffs are we going to lose to Gorman, right? It was just everybody lumped into one, except for like the 3A, right? The Boulders, Moapas, and Virgins. And everybody was losing to Gorman on the Sunset or losing to Liberty on the Sunrise. And you could kind of project when your season was going to end. The realignment that's kind of brought this funky first week of the playoffs is going to award 5 state champions this year. Now, unfortunately, some of those might be in the north, but a lot of Vegas teams like Canyon Springs or a Sunrise Mountain in the 4A or, you know, in the Class 5A Division III like a Legacy or a Palo Verde, those teams are going to win state championships. So that means in 20 years, those guys are going to get together for a reunion and celebrate winning state. And that's a pretty cool thing for me. So more power to getting more teams involved. I'm not saying that I'm a fan of things being watered down. I'm just saying, you know, it is what it is. This is what we have in Nevada. There's no way around it. And we're playing on Thursday this week, and some teams that might not be playoff worthy, as I take a drink of my water, are getting an opportunity to play. Taking a look at this week's schedule, very interesting because we got a lot of games that were played Friday night that we're getting repeat games of. Green Valley beat Sierra Vista. They're playing again back at Green Valley, first round of the playoffs. Faith Lutheran beat Las Vegas by 35 at Las Vegas. They play again Thursday at Faith Lutheran. So we've got some duplicate games, but nonetheless, it's going to be fun. We're all eager to get going in the playoffs, and I kind of got my picks for everybody. Posted them online this morning. I'm ready to go. We haven't even talked about the game of the week yet, which is Shadow Ridge at Arborview. At the beginning of the year, I would have had Arborview by 40 points. But last week, we saw Arborview struggle to move the ball. Just a mass unit over there. Multiple injuries. They played 3 quarterbacks last week. Wide receivers banged up. Just got back a tailback. Trying to keep the injury report in check is tough. And while Arborview may have the best player, Christian Thatcher, I don't know if he's going to single-handedly be able to slow down Shadow Ridge. I think many of us watched the Thursday Night Lights game last week. We saw Shadow Ridge put up a great fight, only lose 35-32 to Liberty, a great result. So Shadow holds Gorman to 7-3 in the first half, beat Desert Pine straight up, gave Liberty a fight, 35-32, and when they played Arbor early in the season, while they did lose by about 15 points, they scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. I think Shadow Ridge has kind of got a formula with its misdirection rushing attack, its playoff experience of making the state championship game the last 2 years. I think they could control the ball. I think they could shorten the game. And I think they upset, I guess that's the right word, they upset Shadow Ridge. I mean, they upset Arborview. Shadow Ridge over Arborview. I got the score 27-20. If Kiefer was here, we'd put a line on it. We'd bet $5. I think the line would be Arborview favored by 3 or 4. I would take Shadow. He would take Arbor. And we'd let the chips fall where they may. Listen, those two schools are in the Northwest. They're very close to each other. Both have tremendous community support. This is going to be a great night of high school football. Can't wait for it. Game of the week, Class 5A Division I, the big boys, going to be a great night of football. It's a shame that Arborview season got derailed a little bit with injuries, and Shadow Ridge is proving that it is a grade A, great program. So going to be a good night of football. Other games in the Class 5A Division I, Silverado at Liberty. Remember, Silverado had won the two lower-level championships in a row. No way they're beating Liberty. Liberty should get to the state game against Gorman. Liberty wins. I have it 43-0. Next up in that division, Coronado at Desert Pines. Listen, Desert Pines doesn't have the stable of players, the player depth that some of the other schools has. But the guys they have, the athletes they have, the running back, the wide receivers, they can move the ball, man. And I still wouldn't want to play them in the playoffs. Coronado surely is going to learn that the hard way. I got Desert Pines. Okay, moving down a division, Class 5A Division II. Big upset last week. Basic all over Foothills, start to finish. Convincing victory for the Wolfpack over the Falcons. Battle for Boulder Highway goes to Basic. Foothill, of course, was undefeated in league games. Everybody had anointed them as the state favorite. Their quarterback, Mason Dew, who got a preferred walk-on offer from UNLV last week, he's untouchable. Basic got great penetration with the defensive line. Their quarterback, Anthony Vega, had a great game. And as my guy Jeff Cahill said Friday night, the road to Allegiant Stadium, which is where the state game would be, goes through Don Taylor Stadium, Basic's home field. Shout out to the Wolves. Listen, Foothill still is a dynamic team. They still have a great offense. They still have great people at the skilled position. Maybe the loss is a blessing in disguise. I got the Falcons getting back on track, 45-0. Las Vegas versus Faith. We already talked about this earlier in the show. Faith beat Las Vegas by 35 points last week. They were up pretty quick. I see Faith cruising again. Wide margin of victory, 40-7. Sierra Vista at Green Valley. Very interesting spot. Winner plays Basic. That's a big pie in the sky for Green Valley, who lost to Basic 2 weeks ago in the Henderson Bowl at the buzzer. They want to play again. And I think this game with Sierra Vista is going to be close. Green Valley beat them last week, but it was courtesy of a defensive touchdown and a kickoff return for a score. I think if you take those two big plays away, it's a one-score game. Anything can happen. I think this game is close. Green Valley 20, Sierra Vista 14. Going to be a close game. even at the end of the game last week, Sierra Vista went very, very manila. They didn't want to give away a lot of their plays, get it on film. When you got these back-to-back opponents in the new world of the playoffs, that's what you do. So I've got Foothill over Durango, Faith over Vegas, and the Green Valley Gators over Sierra Vista. Dropping Bevel on the level, Spring Valley against Desert Oasis. Desert Oasis lost last week to Legacy, but they had a little bit of a lead. I like their sophomore quarterback. Spring Valley has struggled even though they beat Clark last week. I've got DO 30-16. Cimarron against Clark. Listen, Cimarron is coming in on a losing streak. This is going to be a great game, possibly the closest of the week. Cimarron 19, Clark 18. Here we go, Class 4A. We already talked about Western. They play Somerset Losey. Somerset's already beat them 42-0 this year. They're going to beat them again. First win in two-year history of first playoff win, two-year history of Somerset Losey. Watch out for them moving down the road. Centennial's on a bye. I see them meeting again. Great coaching job by my guy, Dan Barnson. Pinecrest, El Dorado, another close game. They played last week. It was 40-32, El Dorado. Pinecrest, El Dorado dominated the first half, Pinecrest the second. El Dorado got some kickoff returns for touchdowns to keep them in the game. This is another coin flip. I got El Dorado by a point. My Chaparral Cowboys hosting Del Sol. Chaparral's got that misdirection rushing attack. Del Sol's only won one game this year. It came against Western. I have my Cowboys winning, but I tell you what, this spot worries me. Nothing comes easy. Chaparral, but closer than you think. Mojave's lost two in a row. It doesn't matter. They play Rancho, who won its only game last week against Western. Mojave gets back on track, 31-13. Cheyenne, Bonanza, shout out to my guy Keith Jones. The Bonanza Bengals are 4-4 this year. He said that the kids have really taken to the weight room. They're stronger than some of the other teams they're facing. They're playing Cheyenne. This could be a playoff win for the Bengals. I don't know the last time they won a playoff game, but they'll be 5-4. My guy Keith Jones getting it done over there. The Bonanza Bengals. And up next, speaking of duplicate games, last week, Canyon Springs beat Valley 42-0. They play again this week, this time at Canyon Springs. The Pioneers start their state championship journey with a convincing win. The 3A, Virgin Valley playing Democracy Prep. Again, wouldn't want to play Virgin Valley in the playoffs. They win big. And Boulder City gets it done against Mater East. Guys, it's playoff time. I'm bringing my A game. I want to tell you, last week I went 19-1 for the season. I'm 140-21. I'm having a great year. I wasn't in the weight room this summer. I was doing some eating instead, but it didn't hurt me. My picks have been great. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank all the coaches for sending in their scores. I want to thank all of our listeners in the community who've reached out to me through social media or texting me on my phone and telling me how much they appreciate the effort of getting the show done when we got a lot of moving parts here at the Sun. That inspiration means the world to me. I love high school football. I love covering the kids. I love talking about the games. And I cannot wait for Shadow Ridge Arbor View. This is Prep Sports Now, a Las Vegas Sun podcast.